Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Sati Nandana Goda Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 The Creative Impetus Chapter 17 Part 1 The Descent of the River Ganga Shukadeva Goswami then said, My dear King Parikshit, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Lord Vishnu, appeared as Vamana Dev in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then Lord Urukrama extended his left foot to the end of the universe, piercing a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. And through that hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganga River. And having washed the lotus feet of Lord Trivikrama, which are covered with a reddish powder, the water of the Ganga thus acquired a very beautiful pink color. In this way, every living being can immediately purify his or her mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganga. Yet, its waters remain ever pure. Because the Ganga directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord, before descending within this universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she received other names like Janavi and Bhagirathi. After 1,000 millenniums, the water of the Ganga descended upon Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet within this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupada, situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. And that most famous son of Maharaj Uttanapad, Dhruva Maharaj, is known as the most exalted devotee of the Supreme Lord because of his firm determination in executing devotional service. Knowing that the sacred Ganga water washes the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj, situated on his own planet, to this very day accepts that water on his head with great devotion. And because Dhruva constantly thinks of Krishna very devoutly within the core of his heart, Dhruva is overcome with ecstatic anxiety. Indeed, tears flow from his half-opened eyes, and eruptions appear on his entire body. The seven great sages, such as Kashyapa, Atri, Vasishtha, Vishvamitra, Gautama, Jamadagni, and Bharadwaj, reside on planets beneath Dhruvaloka. Well aware of the influence of the water of the Ganga, to this day they keep Ganga water on the tufts of hair upon their heads. These seven sages have concluded that this is the ultimate wealth, the perfection of all austerities, and the best means of prosecuting transcendental life. Having obtained uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these seven great sages neglect all other beneficial processes, such as dharma, religion, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and even moksha, merging into the Supreme. Just as jnanis think that merging into the existence of the Lord is the highest truth, these seven exalted personalities accept devotional service as the perfection of life. After purifying the seven planets near Dhruvaloka, or the pole star, the Ganga water is carried through the spaceways of the demigods in billions of celestial airplanes. It then inundates the moon, Chandraloka, and finally reaching the abode of Lord Brahma atop Mount Meru. On top of Mount Meru, the Ganga divides into four branches, each of which gushes in a different direction, east, west, north, and south. These branches, known by the names Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu, and Bhadra, flow down to the ocean. The branch of the Ganga, known as the Sita, flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru, and from there runs down to the nearby peaks of the Kesarachala Mountains, which stand almost as high as Mount Meru itself. These mountains are like a bunch of filaments around Mount Meru. From the Kesarachala Mountains, the Ganga falls to the peak of Gandhamadana Mountain, and then flows into the land of Bhadrashvavarsha. Finally, it reaches the ocean of salt water in the west. The branch of the Ganga, known as Chakshu, falls onto the summit of Malyavan Mountain, and from there cascades onto the land of Ketumalavarsha. The Ganga flows incessantly through Ketumalavarsha, and in this way also reaches the ocean of salt water in the west. The branch of the Ganga, known as Bhadra, flows from the northern side of Mount Meru. Its waters fall onto the peaks of Kumuda Mountain, Mount Nila, Shweta Mountain, and Sringavan Mountain in succession. It then runs down into the province of Kuru, and after crossing through that land, flows into the saltwater ocean in the north. Similarly, the branch of the Ganga, known as Alakananda, flows from the southern side of Brahmapuri, or Brahmasadana, passing over the tops of mountains in various lands. It then falls down with fierce force upon the peaks of the mountains Hemakuta and Himakuta. After inundating the tops of those mountains, the Ganga falls down onto the tract of land known as Bharatavarsha, which she also inundates. Then the Ganga flows into the ocean of salt water in the south. Persons who come to bathe in this river are fortunate, for it is not difficult for them to achieve with every step the results of performing great sacrifices like Rajasuya and Ashvamedha yagyas. Recorded June 24, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Beyond and beyond the material sky, in the land called Vraj, where the peacocks cry out of love, there's a beautiful boy who never grows old. Charms all who see him, he is the lord of this world. Krishna lives in my heart and in the eternal sky. He lives with his cows and his friends. None of them ever die. And they love him so. They love him so.